when I just started at this job. I was just starting to get the hang of it.
I thought I was doing good.
Maybe I could get you a job at the pound.
Oh, thank you, darling. But I don't know, I just don't think I'm ready to go to the dogs.
Here, let me see that thing.
I understand. I never wanted to work at the pound myself. I've got an in at the Department of Sanitation. Okay, I've got the idea. I'll be back.
You know, there may be a way out of this.
There is?
See here, the only reason you're going to be dismissed is because you're short of a quota.
Quota? What quota? Which quota?
Why don't we go into the office? I don't know. That's just the way things are with the Heavenly Order. But all this says is that you were one short by just one case for the last quarter. So all you need to do is to start one before the end of the year and make sure that it can be applied to the right quota.
Oh, yeah, great. In just 4 minutes.
Well, then why not just start a case and then later file an amendment to make it fit whatever quota you need?
You mean I have a chance?
I'd say you have a strong mandate from upstairs to work a little faster.
Oh, no, not so fast. It still has to be successful. But thank you, Holly. Let's go.
Hey, how about Darlene's boss, the arse pincher?
No, but there's not enough of a case there.
All right, then someone else. But we've got only 3 minutes to do it in.
Well, let's find them now. No, probably not right.
One for my buddy. One for him. He's paying for us.
Drunk, disorderly, and who cares?
Oh, she's been through hell.
Whoop, there it goes.
Yes! Fat, stupid, and not worth it.
They know their problem.
Boring. Find anything?
No.
It's been a pleasure working.
Oh, wait a minute.
Queen of Angels maternity ward, waiting for that local couple who will have the first birth of the year. And with only seconds to go, it's still anyone's guess on exactly which lucky couple that will be. There are several patients in labor at this very moment. I'll be right back with that first birth of the year.
Ew, switch it back to seven.
Oh, wait, stop. Don't change it. Oh, that's our case.
What is?
That woman on television. She was lying through her teeth.
How would you know? We can't tell that over a TV.
Look, almost everything through that thing is a lie. But that woman, she's been lying a lot and she doesn't like it. Look, you can see it on her face. Get out your crystal ball and file the case.
You could tell all that from just a few seconds.
Well, that's all I had. Is it in?
They received it in time. I transmitted it right before midnight.
How did you classify it?
7135.809 journalistic lies.
Huh?
And here she is, the firstborn of the year here at Queen of Angels Hospital. Let's talk with the proud
parents. Oh, nice.
I could be happy right now. This is the best way to start the
well,
new year.
Well, what do you think?
And how is the mother?
You're going to love the dog pound.
I think I've got something here. I hope I've got something here. What? I'm not exactly sure. Holly?
Mom? Yes, Mom?
We've got to get over to that hospital.
To find her, trail her, and get her in her sleep?
You got it! Oh, this is weird. Seems like the same room. But how'd you get empty so fast?
Yes. Faster than an HMO.
Oh, wait a minute. Are there?
Yes, she finally found them. For over in the corner was a newborn baby, but not the one reported in the story. This new baby boy had started his life in an incubator. At his side was his mother. She lovingly gazed up at the ceiling, trying to gather whatever strength she could muster. For at this moment, she had only one goal in life: to get back on the street, do a trick. And yes, if you must know, they were African-American. A male nurse has been dispatched to temporarily break up this happy family.
We'll have to move you to another room in just a minute. Well, I can see you're torn.
Hey, let's ring him. He might know something.
Roger.
Where's the firstborn of the year?
Right here.
Bingo! You've got a case. What's the matter with the firstborn?
He was born 2 months premature and is dangerously underweight. It's gonna be touch and go.
And is that because of his mother?
Yes, she's a crack addict.
Her mind? Oh, I don't wanna read.
Sir, I get the feeling that you're trying to hold back anger.
Yeah, she's probably gonna abandon him, the same way I was.
Yo, this is getting worse.
Did that TV reporter know which baby was the firstborn?
Sure, we all did.
Billy?
Yes, Holly?
We've heard enough.
Agreed, but we've got to confirm with Mathula. We'll get her in her sleep.
You and seem to approve.
Was it your idea to change the truth?
I never change the truth. I'm always the willing accomplice.
All right, that's enough. She's confirmed everything. Satisfied?
No. No, no, I'm not. There's still one idea that I just don't get. Mathula? Why? Why did you do it?
Careful, Billy. You might wake her. It's sometimes harder to get the truth.
Yeah, I know, but I've got to find out. I mean, these lies, like, they just hurt everyone, especially that little baby. Why did you do it, Mathula? Why did you break your professional oath? Why are you lying? Why?
Everyone else is.
I don't care about everyone else. Why are you doing it? Yes?
Yes. Because... Because... It's a bad story. It's a bad example. It makes us blacks look bad. We must give positive role models. We must.
But at what price?
At any price.
Satisfied now?
Yeah, I'm satisfied. All right. For once, we're gonna do things your way.
We are.
Lieutenant Violet?
Mum, yes, Mum.
The one action we need to take is to immediately help save that little boy's life. Now, what do we have that we could give him?
Let me check my crystal ball. How about some karma, Mum?
Karma? Excellent. Now, how can we service the target?
Oh, we've got it in liquid, crystal, powder, tablet, mint.
It doesn't matter. So long as it gets there. Now, how much can we deliver?
As much as you want, Mum. An infinite supply is at our disposal.
Fine. Arrange it so that we stuff this kid with so much good karma that he'll never hit a don't walk sign in his life.
Mum.
What is it? You got a locker?
No, Mum. It's the Heavenly Order. They're denying our request. It appears... Uh-oh.
What do you mean by
uh-oh? That baby. That little black baby. He's serving out some kind of sentence. He's got a prior conviction.
He's just been born and already he's considered guilty?
Aren't all black people?
Now, wait a minute. If we're not allowed to help this baby, then there's no victim.
And if there's no victim, then you've got no case.
The Soul Patrol will return after the following words from our sponsors.